From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Pakistan says India killed two of its soldiers in an unprovoked attack. Pakistan Thursday said two of its soldiers were killed in an unprovoked attack when India fired across the border of the disputed region of Kashmir, while India said it had carried out what it called a surgical strike against terrorists in an exchange that marks an escalation in tensions between the uneasy and nuclear-armed neighbors. Talking to reporters in New Delhi Thursday, Lieutenant General Ranbir Singh, the Director General of Military Operations for the Indian Army, said surgical strikes were carried out in Pakistani-controlled Kashmir late Wednesday.
During these counter-terrorist operations, significant casualties have been caused to the terrorists and those who are trying to support them. The operations aimed at neutralizing the terrorists have since ceased. We do not have any plans for further continuation of the operations. However, the Indian Armed Forces are fully prepared for any contingency that may arise.
Pakistan, meanwhile, dismissed Indian military reports that it carried out strikes against terrorist launch pads inside Kashmir. Tensions, which are always simmering between the two countries, spiked after an attack earlier this month on an Indian military base in Indian-ruled Kashmir. Sudanese government forces have used what appears to be chemical weapons in remote regions of Darfur, according to a report released Thursday by Amnesty International. An investigation carried out by the international rights group cites horrific evidence that at least 30 likely chemical attacks have taken place, taking the lives of 200 to 250 people. This is VOA News. Russia said Thursday it supports a 48-hour ceasefire in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo, but not a longer truce proposed by the United States. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said a week-long ceasefire would give militants time to regroup and thus replenish supplies. His comments came a day after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov that Washington is making preparations to suspend bilateral engagement with Russia on Syria unless Moscow takes immediate steps to end the assault on Aleppo and restore the cessation of hostilities agreed to by the two partners on September 9th. The Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said Thursday he will press Russia to support efforts by the United Nations Security Council to prosecute those responsible for bringing down a Malaysian airliner that crashed over eastern Ukraine in July of 2014. International investigators released findings Wednesday saying the plane was shot down by surface-to-air missiles that were transported into Ukraine from Russia. Turnbull said in addition to the Security Council, where Russia has used its veto power to block the action, the Netherlands could take up its own prosecution of the case. He also said Australia would do everything it can to help the families of the victims of the crash.
Every single one of those victims, the Australians, the Malaysians, the citizens of the Netherlands, all of them, every single one of them, regardless of their age, their nationality, every single one of those murdered victims killed by that missile brought in from Russia, fired with the knowledge of Russia, every single one of them demands justice, and we will be tireless in our efforts to ensure that justice is done.
The findings released Wednesday confirm an earlier investigation by the Dutch Safety Board that concluded Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 was brought down by a Russian-made Buk missile, a claim Russia has denied. Reports are now coming in that at least one person has been killed, many injured, in a commuter train wreck in Hoboken, New Jersey. That's 11 kilometers outside New York City. The train crashed into a rail station during the Thursday morning rush hour, causing major damage. The rail station was closed. Service in and out of Hoboken was suspended. Rescue crews are on the scene of the crash. The cause of the crash has not yet been determined. U.S. Congress voted to override President Barack Obama's veto of a bill that allowed lawsuits against Saudi Arabia for the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.